Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Second Sunday of Lent. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise, do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." Commentary by Father Jaume Gonzalez from Barcelona, Spain. And he was transfigured before them. Today, on our journey to Easter time, the Liturgy of the Word shows us the transfiguration of Jesus Christ. Although there is a liturgical day in our calendar reserved for the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord on August 6th, we are now invited to contemplate the very same scene intimately linked to the Passion, Death, and Resurrection of our Lord. The Passion of Jesus was indeed getting close, and 6 days before his ascent to Mount Tabor, he clearly announced it. He had told them that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. But the disciples were not yet ready to see the suffering of their Lord and Master. For them, it was unthinkable that he, who had always been merciful towards the defenseless, who had healed so many afflicted with leprosy, who had given light to so many blind eyes, who had given back motion to so many paralyzed limbs, was to have his own body blemished and scourged before his crucifixion. And in spite of everything, Jesus asserts, without any concession, saying, "I had to suffer." Incomprehensible, impossible. But despite all this incomprehension, Jesus knows what he has come into this world to do. He assumes the feebleness and pain overwhelming humanity in order to sanctify it and thus redeem it from the vicious circle of sin and death. Having defeated death, man, who God created in his own image, is no longer held bondage, no longer a slave to sin and death. This is why the Transfiguration is a splendid icon of our redemption, where the Lord's flesh appears in a glimpse of his resurrection. Thus, if, with the announcement of his passion, he kindles the anguish of the apostles, with the glow of his divinity, he strengthens their hope in anticipation of the paschal joy, even though neither Peter, James, nor John could completely understand what Jesus meant about being raised from the dead. They will eventually find out.